Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Miracle Internet Church. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. God is great and greatly to be praised. We are the people of God, and Lord, we love you. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, guess what? We're at the end of the month of March. Did you know that? I'm shocked, but we're here, and so are you, and we're so glad that you could join us. Amen. Invite your in-laws, your outlaws, your neighbors, your friends, your former neighbors, whoever you have, invite them to join us as we hear from the Lord tonight. You know, the Lord has a powerful word for us tonight, and we all need to hear it. Amen? We all need to hear it. God is so good. He pours out his love for us. He not only died on the cross, but he gave his life for us. Amen. And we should have a deep and sincere appreciation to the Lord for what he has done and how he has changed our lives. Amen. He has changed our lives, and we are happy and proud of him. Amen. Our success and victory is found in him. Amen. So if you're still hung up on worry, go ahead and repent and come on and decide to praise the Lord. Amen. It's time to give him thanks. He's great. He's wonderful. He's powerful. But most of all, he's love. Amen. He is love. Yes, he is. And so I am so excited. I'm just excited because I just know somebody's going to get set free in this word tonight, and I'm so happy. Amen, amen. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. And a shout out to New Zealand in Jesus' name. We love you. And we do love you. We love you too. So we invite you to join us. And join us in our chat room. Our chat room is located on our webpage. And our webpage is miracleinternetchurch.com. That's www.miracleinternetchurch.com. If you're on a cell phone, Android or iPhone, you can pull up miracleinternetchurch.com as well. And when the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see three white lines against a black background. That is your link. Click it, and it opens up all the other links to you. Amen? If you're on a computer, we ask that you open two windows for miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up in the first window, click MIC Radio Chat. That's our holy and sanctified chat room where everyone greets one another in the name of the Lord and encourages each other, and Pastor leaves the announcements there, and all other pertinent information can be found there. Amen? We suggest that you come up as frequently as you can because the information rolls all day long. Praise God. And in the second window, we ask that you open the link, Archive Sermons, and scroll down to Upcoming Broadcasts. Click that big arrow in the center, and you'll be able to listen through your computer. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. And, oh, yes, that's right. I'm coming to that. And I just want to thank you all. You know, we have such a wonderful time whenever we come up. God really has some really meaty thing to give us. And we just grow. We just grow in the Lord. What a wonderful life. Amen? This is a wonderful life, living in Jesus Christ. Regardless of our outward circumstances, this is the life. Amen? He is our life. And I'm so happy that so many of you all over the world choose to join with us and partake of the word of the Lord. God is great. Amen? Amen. So let's go before our Heavenly Father, and we're going to pray a little bit. You know we like to pray. We're on this fast. We're reading the book of Genesis. We have three scriptures to memorize. We got it down on what the dietary says and says not, and we're doing just great. And you know, guess what? I haven't even had coffee all week long. During the fast, I just didn't. Isn't God wonderful? And see, I'm not sleepy. I'm very much awake. I'm awake spiritually, and I'm awake in the natural. So see, you can do it too. Yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Yes, you can. You know, I just love the way the Lord helps us. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are the richest people in the world. Why? Because we have you. And having given us your Son, surely you will give us all the things that we need that pertain to life and godly living. We thank you, Father, and we give you praise. We declare according to your word, Father, that we will prosper and be in health as our soul prospers, that we will not lack, for you are our shepherd, and we will not want for anything that we ought to have. We thank you, Lord, that you prosper your people. You pour out your abundance, your abundant life to us. Amen. Not just abundant things, abundant life. For which we thank you. We give you praise. We know, Lord, that you give us even more than enough. You give us everything we need to fulfill our call in life, and you just pour the blessings on. We're in the overflow. We thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you will not allow us to lack any good thing when we delight ourselves in you. We know that the blessings of the Lord will overtake us and that you bless us in our coming in and in our going out. You give us the desires of our heart, Father, when we put you first. We thank you, Lord, that we're blessed in the city and we're blessed wherever we live. We thank you, Lord, that we're the head and not the tail. That's right. We're above only and not beneath. We thank you, Lord, that you bless us with your holy favor on our lives and that you command the blessing in our bank accounts, in our savings accounts, in our investments, in our 401ks, or if we have none of the above, whatever we have. Amen. You are the God who gives to us in abundance, and you don't believe in being stingy. That's not a part of you. Amen. We thank you that you take pleasure in our prosperity. And we give you praise, glory, and honor, Father. We thank you for your goodness to your people. And we worship you. We don't worship the things you give us. We worship you. Amen? And so, Father, from our position, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take on the armor of God. Yes, you give us armor for war. Amen. Another blessing of the Lord. Amen. And we thank you that we are able to present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you, Lord. We thank you for the spirit of truth that we have girded around our loins, around our core, as they call it at the gym. And we have the breastplate of righteousness. We have right standing with you, Lord. We thank you for that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We thank you for the helmet of salvation. We thank you that you protect our minds. We thank you that you gird us up with strength. And we thank you for the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you that you put a hedge around us. We thank you for the wall of fire with your glory in the midst, for the warring, linking angels and the praising angels that are here whenever we are together. We thank you, Lord. You supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory, and we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. We know that you care for us, Lord, because you tell us to care, cast all of our cares upon you. And, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man and all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, and we cancel and make void every demonic assignment and satanic agenda against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we chain them with eternal chains in Jesus' name. And we return the attacks unto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporting, watchers, peeps, whispers, familiar demons, all technology demons and their attacks, all Leviathan spirits, all Kundalini, water, marine, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drone, whoredom spirits, voices of the strangers, hypnotic and trance devils, and all mystic rituals and their intents and every attack in Jesus' name. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the head of the conjurers and magicians in Jesus' name. None of this shall cling to us in the name of Jesus. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu and Indian practices, African voodoo in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind hyperactivity, racing mind, inattention, and impulsivity in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral projection, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind spirits of destruction and chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, and the king of pride. We bind every blood, sexual, financial, animal, and soulish sacrifice in the name of Jesus. And we forbid it to be used against the righteous in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Mammon, Apollyon, Zeus, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Baselik, Moloch, and Python in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins, and dolls, hot and cold spots, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind all demonic constipation. We bind all demonic hindrances with the proper circulation of the blood in the body in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all demonic mind scrambling in Jesus' name, and we return it to the senders in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and their fear, harassment, and witchcraft, and back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into the truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief and whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings and for all in authority and all true Christians wherever they may be and whatever their circumstances may be. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, Father, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies. We thank you for that, Father, and your right hand shall save us. And from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we pull out every fiery dart, all spears, all voodoo pins, needles, all witchcraft curses, and everything that they send to us, and we return it where it came from in Jesus' name. Pull those things out now in the name of Jesus Christ. With the sword of the Spirit, we circumcise from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and every other form of agreement with the demonic realm in Jesus' name. We break down all the walls of protection around the witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, shamans, and sorcerers in the name of Jesus Christ. And from our position, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind their works, every one of their works, everything they do, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. And we break the power of all the curses, hexes, love spells, charms, fetishes, mind control, jinxes, bewitchment, death, destruction, sickness, pain, and torment, fetishes and charms, incense and candle burning, incantations, every ritual that they do, and they send it against the righteous, we return it right now in the name of Jesus. Every ritual that they do, everything they do in the dreams, during astral projection, we return it where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We return it in the name of Jesus. We bind the power of all ungodly blessings and chanting, hoodoo, crystals, root works, and all other wickedness. We bind tribal rituals and sins in Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over the demonic work during the night in the name of Jesus. We bind every device and trap set for the righteous in Jesus' name. Every device, every trap set for the righteous in Jesus' name. All bad dreams, nightmares, sex dreams, people trying to get into our dreams, and what they attempt to feed us in dreams. We thank you, Father, for your fiery wall of protection around us and our property through the day and through the night, and especially when we sleep, in Jesus' name. We cover our vehicles and the road in which we travel with the blood of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over any animals or demons of the road, and we forbid them to cross our path in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you have dispatched your angels ahead of us to protect us, in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Well, guess what, saints? I have an announcement. Yes, it's an announcement. It's a good announcement. On April 4th, yes, April 4th, everybody say April 4th. April 4th, we are going to begin having baptisms again. Amen? Yes, we are, in Jesus' name. April 4th, we're going to begin having baptisms again. You know, we only do them during the warm month. So if you would like to get baptized, you will need to contact Brother Bill in the chat room, our MIC radio chat, while we are live on the air. Amen. And if for some reason you cannot do that, you may write me at gproom@outlook.com. G as in God, P as in prayer, room@outlook.com. You may send me an email. Amen. Amen. So we are beginning on April 4th. That happens to be Resurrection Sunday this year. Amen. So praise the Lord. If the Lord's been prompting you to do it, time to get to it. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I know that everybody's doing wonderful on their fast. Wherever you're having trouble, Father, I ask that you give us more grace in Jesus' name. Help us out, Lord, because we all need help. Amen. Well, saints, tonight the Lord has something to say to us. Amen. And he wants us to know that when we come up in the chat room, we should scroll up and read all of the announcements. I noticed that some people, I can tell those of you who have never read it or have forgotten what you read. So I would encourage you, when you come on and you get into the MIC radio chat, to scroll up and read the announcements. They start with Pastor Sabrina. And then there's one that says, Brother Bill. And read the announcements and refresh yourself. Amen? No matter how long you've been up with us, even if you've been up here as long as Brother Marshall, I suggest and I highly encourage for you to go back and read the announcements. Amen? Amen. Our featured song is Psalm 118, Psalm 118. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. And our featured ebook is Electromagnetic Witchcraft, Forces of Darkness. That's right. So when you go to our webpage and you go to the top right-hand corner on the banner, it says books and ebooks. When you click it, you should look for Electromagnetic Witchcraft, Forces of Darkness. Amen, amen, amen. So we're going to have a wonderful time in the Lord tonight, just a wonderful time. And so it's time to get started. Amen. Praise the Lord. A rich blessing. Did you know that faith is a very, 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 very rich blessing? Faith in Jesus Christ is a blessing I would not want to any circumstances. Amen. It's important. because you cannot please the Lord without faith. And if you don't have faith, you're in trouble. You're in far more trouble than you realize. Amen? I know some people who have no faith, and they desperately need the Lord. Amen? Amen. So in Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 19, Matthew chapter 6, New Testament, first book in the New Testament, beginning with chapter 6 and verse 19, the Lord says to his people, lay not up for yourselves, don't do this for yourselves, treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. So your most precious things should not be laid up on earth. You see, they can decay and thieves can steal them. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Treasures in heaven? Yes, it's possible to lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. Of course, you'll have to get there if you want to enjoy some of them. Amen? Where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where your treasure is. Jesus is saying this. Wherever your treasure is, amen, that's what he's saying. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is going to be. So why does he say that? He says that he wants you, not for your treasures, not to lose value. That's right. You know how that works. You finally get to buy that truck. Yes, you know. You've been salivating over the pictures on the internet for a long time. And somebody told you that it got an award 3 years in a row. And so you've been desiring and salivating and wishing and dreaming and hoping. Praying, you know how it goes. But do you know that the minute you roll that off the showroom floor, the minute you drive it off the lot, it begins to devalue immediately? Did you know that? If you didn't, you do now. That's what happens. That's real life. The minute you drive it off, it's worth a lot less than it was when it was parked on the parking lot. That's right. And Jesus does not want that to happen to us. He does not want our treasures to lose value. That's right. If you've ever tried to resell something at maybe a consignment store, you'll find that they only want to give you pennies on the dollar for what you actually spent. It was a designer blouse when you bought it, but when you get to the consignment store, they act like they hardly know that. So you decide instead to do what you probably should have done to begin with. You donate it to someone who can wear it. Amen? So God does not want our treasures to decay. What's really our treasure to decay. He doesn't want rust to corrupt it like it does material things. He wants us to have treasures that have real value so that the value does not. I think we're all in favor of that. So let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning with verse 6. Mm-hmm. That's right. beginning with verse 6. I'm going to give you a moment to get there. 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning with verse 6. The Lord says to us, but godliness, that's right, godliness, that character and integrity and honesty and purity that we get from God, godliness, like God, with contentment is great gain. Becoming more like Jesus Christ and being content with the life that he provides for us is great gain. That's right. He didn't just say you get a blessing. He says it's great gain. And it is. For we brought nothing into this world. No, you come in here naked with nothing. And it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment or clothing, let us be therewith content. That's right. Content. Let us be satisfied with that. Amen? God is saying, be not just satisfied, but peacefully satisfied. The Lord wants for us. He wants us to be peacefully satisfied with the life that he provides for us. Amen? Happy with what you have and who you are, not desiring a whole lot more or something terribly different. Satisfied, at peace with the life that God has blessed you with. And if something needs changing, the Lord will see to it. Amen? But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare or a trap, and into many, he didn't say few, he said many, foolish and harmful lusts, hurtful lusts, they hurt, which drown men in destruction and perdition. They drown in the sea of destruction, and they go back away from God, back into sin. He didn't say a few hurtful lusts. He said many. Verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil. He didn't say money was the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. That's the tap root. It's right there. Which while some coveted after, that's right, what happened to them? They erred from the faith. They went astray. They became apostate and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. Run as in terror from this. And follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Yes, there's a fight for the faith. Lay hold on eternal life. You got to get a good hold on that these days. Whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Now, we've talked about that good profession before. Amen? Verse 17. Charge them. That's right. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded or conceited and trust in uncertain riches. None of us are to ever trust in riches, especially considering how uncertain they really are. But in the living God. So you see, we're not supposed to be conceited, as some people call it, full of yourself. We're not supposed to trust in uncertain riches. We're supposed to trust in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. We're to tell the rich in this world that they're to do good, that they're to be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate or share, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, in order that they may lay hold on eternal life. Now, I want you to know that when I was growing up in church, every Sunday I heard those scriptures. Every single Sunday. So much to the point that I had already memorized them before I found out that they were listed in 1 Timothy. I heard them, and they're down so deep in my spirit that I can quote them as I'm going to sleep. Amen? Yes, that's how it's supposed to be, parents. You're supposed to teach your children the scriptures. You're supposed to teach them the word of God. So much so that when they're older, they're away from you, they're living their own lives, those scriptures roll up when they're about to sleep and convict them. That's right. Train up a child. Train, T-R-A-I-N. Train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he's old, you know the scripture, but you got to train them first. And if you are not certain how to train your child, go back and talk to his creator, his or her creator. The creator knows everything. So there are some persons whose minds have been warped by sin. Sin, yes. They have a built-in perverseness, so to speak, that stop them from enjoying the life that Jesus Christ calls us to. Isn't that awful? It is a pity to need to say this, but they see almost everything in the light of how much does it cost? How much does it cost? Or I really deserve the best in life. Or only the very best will do. I need the top of the line. They have some lustful desires for more and more and more. They are usually very particular in their taste in living, and a lesser valued item that performs the same function will not suffice for them. There are others who are burdened with a constant reminder of their lack, past or present. You know, there are some people, saints, that they remember how hard it was growing up, how hard it was when they came along. So when they became adults, they had promised themselves as they were children that they were never going to be poor again. Okay, well, so it was. But all of them did not go about becoming prosperous in a manner that pleased the Lord. Mm-hmm. we should think about that. And so because of these constant reminders that they allow to move them into a ungodly avenue, they allow these things to lead them into temptation and lust for that which the Lord has not ordained for them at that time. They're still doing it their way. You see? Covetousness is an out of God's order, ungoverned, selfish desire for the possession of money and what money can do, or wealth of any type, or for the possession of something that rightly belongs to another. This is the sin of covetousness, and the Ten Commandments speak expressly to it. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 17, Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass. That would be their car, their truck, their boat, their what do you call those, recreational vehicle, or anything that is thy neighbor's. That's right. It's right there in the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. His ox, how he makes a living. There you go. You understand, those that work for him, his manservant or his maidservant, his wife or her husband or their house, even if it is a palatial estate, thou shalt not covet that or anything that is thy neighbor's, not their dump truck, not their sandbox in their backyard, not their swimming pool, not their water slide. Okay. Not their Legos, not their Play-Doh. I think you understand. So, you see, the Lord does not want our hearts to be overtaken by the things in this life, or by the need to supply the necessities of daily living. He does not want our hearts so consumed with these things that we disobey the Lord and miss heaven. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 20, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 20, a faithful man shall abound with blessing. A faithful man shall abound with blessing. But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. That's right. You're not going to be innocent if you're in a hurry to get rich. God doesn't think that's the way to handle things. Luke chapter 16, verse 11. Luke chapter 16, verse 11. The Lord says, if therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, how you handle your finances, if you haven't been faithful in that, he's not going to commit to you or trust into your care the true riches. The true riches of the kingdom. He's not going to trust you with them. Why? Because you're not right where it comes to just handling money. And he means what he says. In James chapter 2, verse 5, James chapter 2, verse 5, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? Pay attention, my beloved brethren. God has chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, a whole kingdom, which he has promised to them that love him. They inherit a kingdom. Remember that, a whole kingdom. Those who lust and long to be rich, sooner or later, begin to do things which are displeasing to the Lord, to get money and other things. With these behaviors come demons. You know, there's certain things you can do to attract demons to yourself. Yes. And this is one of them. They eventually obtain that which hurts them, and their minds become corrupted. Their mind. You know, a mind is a very important thing to have. You can't function properly without a right mind. God has given us a sound mind, but people have allowed their minds to become corrupted, and their values and morals decline. What their moral standing and beliefs and practices once were, they turn away and forsake them to do compromising things that are evil and wicked and sin. In the end, they are in hell itself. That's right. In the end, they end up going to hell. What an awful end. In Luke chapter 21, verse 34, Luke chapter 21, verse 34, take heed to yourselves. Pay attention to yourself, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with the cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unaware. Which day? Well, how about the day when the Holy Spirit takes the church out of the earth? How about that day? You're so busy wound up in the cares of this life that you can't even pay attention when the Holy Spirit takes us out. Isn't that terrible? I think so. Amen. Granted, saints, the merchandising and advertising industries are very much used by Satan to seduce everyone. But we are not ignorant of Satan nor of his devices. Now, did you ever notice that when they play the commercials on the television, that they suddenly get so loud that they blare out at you? They're trying to distract you from whatever usual and customary thing you happen to be doing. They want to make certain that they get your opinion. They spend plenty of money to come up with methods and techniques and visual arts to distract you from normal thinking and to manipulate your thoughts so that whatever they present to you, You just believe you have to have it. It's a form of mind control. You just have to have it. Oh, it's the perfect thing. Oh, I can't wait till I get paid. I got to go get it. It's on sale at, and here I come. All right, saints, we are not ignorant of Satan and his devices. Now are we? That's the truth. It happens every day. Some people cannot, they have an addiction to shopping. They cannot stay out of the store. They can't keep from being online buying everything they can buy. They develop an addiction. You've seen them on these shows. They just bought and bought and bought and bought and bought and bought stuff they don't even need. They don't even need. And a lot of it they can't afford. Saints, we're not supposed to be addicted to this world at all. See, if the love of the world is in us, the love of the Father can't be there. We can't have both. It's one or the other, not both. They don't mix. If you love the world, you don't love the Father. So, if your hobby should not be the chief financial officer for your budget, whatever little hobby or tinkering around you do, that hobby, that endeavor, that pastime, we'll call it, should not be the chief financial officer for your budget. And I think you know what I'm saying. Not your boat, nor your truck, nor your frequent shopping sprees should be allowed to come between you and your relationship with your Lord and Savior. I'll give you that again. Some of you missed part of that, so let me say that one more time. Not your boat, nor your truck, nor your frequent shopping sprees should be allowed to come between you and your relationship with your Lord and Savior. Neither should your 401k or your retirement investment. None of it should come between you and the Lord Jesus. None of it should come between you and your Heavenly Father. None of it should come between you and the Holy Spirit. And you should not be bickering with your spouse about it either. Amen. You see, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 is very, very real. And some of you have attached yourself in a very permanent way to people who have this problem. And while you were paying attention to all the things that you thought were important during the romantic period, you ignored this. Amen. It's real. Amen. You see, many have opened themselves to a spirit of error, point that they have left the faith as it was delivered to the saints. They have gone completely and given themselves over to a spirit of error in this thing. Having done this, they are open to many sorrows, not a few, many, which have pierced or they've used and pierced or stabbed themselves with. They stabbed themselves with this. They've got bleeding hearts. What a crime. What a crime. What a crime. In Psalm 10, Psalm 10, verse 3, for the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire and blesseth the covetous, whom the Lord abhorreth. God is not pleased in any way with the covetous. Not in any way. Isaiah chapter 56. Isaiah chapter 56. Isaiah chapter 56 and verse 11. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 11. Yes, they are greedy dogs, can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter. Greedy dogs, God calls them. Greedy dogs. Don't forget that. Ezekiel chapter 33. Ezekiel chapter 33. Verse 31. Ezekiel 33:31. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. This is the Lord speaking to the pastors. This is what the greedy dogs do. They come to church just like everybody else, and they sit down in front of you just like all the younger other congregants and saints do, and they hear the words that you preach to them, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love. Their heart goeth after their covetousness. Amen. Amen. In Micah chapter 2. Micah chapter 2, verse 2. Micah chapter 2, verse 2. And they covet fields and take them by violence. You remember Ahab and Jezebel, what they did to the poor man with his inheritance. You remember. Mm-hmm, you remember? That was just downright nasty. They killed that man. And houses, and take them away. So they oppress a man and his house, even a man and his heritage. That's right, because it was the man's inheritance. That's why he wouldn't sell it to Ahab. Mm-hmm. Yes, they do that. They surely do. Psalm 62, verse 10. Psalm 62, verse 10. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. Don't take things from people, things you shouldn't take. You know how they do that. In our society, they do an awful lot of that. In fact, they made this law, and this law talked about the fact that you might have an old car in your carport and so on and so forth, and they just thought that was terrible to have in the neighborhood. You can't have an old car in your... So guess what they did? Now, this lady was a pastor's wife, and he died, and she became a widow. And when she became very old and couldn't drive anymore, there wasn't anything wrong with the car, her children disabled it so she wouldn't drive it and get lost because her memory was beginning to fail her. So guess what the city did? They came and took her car away. Yes, they did. I watched them do it. It was in her yard, under her carport. It wasn't bothering anybody or anything. It wasn't all broken down. It was just sitting there. And because it didn't have a current tag on it, they took it. That's right. The wrecker came. Nobody called for the wrecker but the city. Took her car away and impounded it. And as you know, I went right out there to the man from the city that wrote it up. And as you know, I said a few things. And he told me he was just doing his job, and I acknowledged that he was. But he clearly understood that it wasn't right, because I could see it on his face. They do that. Yes, they do. They do it all the time. They come up with these new laws, and they decide they're going to oppress people who don't have much anyway. Let's see if we can't take this from them, and this, and this, and this. But God sees it all, saints. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 27. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 27. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. He causes trouble for his own house. Yes, he does. Those that are greedy of gain have become thieves, murderers, extortioners, Satanists, drug dealers, legal and illegal, politicians, ministers, philanthropists, you name it. They're everywhere. They're absolutely, positively everywhere. In Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 13, Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 13. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. So that means even the children. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. The Lord. What a crime. That's right. Everybody's in this. Everybody's rolling in this sin. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Yes, they're getting worse and worse and worse and worse. They come on your television, across your internet. You know, you can't pull up a page hardly that doesn't have some advertisement somewhere from somewhere, and you're trying to read the scriptures, and the advertisement is busy just switching and switching to the point where your eyes are distracted. And they're becoming worse and worse and worse. Even if you're trying to read scriptures on a page, they've got this ad for something else in the corner. It's bad. It's very bad. It's very, very, very bad. Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8. Beginning with verse 36. Mark chapter 8, beginning with verse 36. The Lord asks us all this question. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Maybe Amazon needs to hear this sermon. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Good question. Do you have an answer? Let's visit this man, this rich man, in Mark chapter 16. We're going to visit with a rich man. And he was a very rich man. And beginning with verse 19, this is what the Lord told his disciples. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen. Now, that was supposed to be the designer clothes of that day, and fared sumptuously every day. He had everything he could want, everything to eat, everything to wear, whatever he wanted, he had it. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumb which fell from the rich man's table. In other words, Lazarus laid outside this man's gate, right outside his house, and all he wanted was the man's leftovers. You know, in some countries, we throw leftovers away as if they mean nothing. Even though we have the very best of refrigeration, after 2 or 3 days, we just go to throwing things away as if we don't have a freezer and as if refrigeration is back in the days when they used a big chunk of ice to keep things cold, and they called it an ice box. No, we have the latest technology. But some people feel that they can afford to throw away perfectly good food, even if it's sat out for just an hour or so. Even if there's nothing wrong with it, nothing's changed, not to mention all the preservatives we have, they feel like they have to throw it out. Rich man was there just looking for leftovers, and the dogs came and licked his sores. Nobody would attend to him. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lift up his eyes, being in torment, because in hell there is much torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. My, what a revelation. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. If you go to hell, you will be tormented in that flame too. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good thing, and likewise Lazarus evil thing. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. That means there's a large space, an expanse between the two, so that they which would pass from here to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from this, from where you are in hell. You can't come over here, and we cannot come over to you. It's not possible. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. In other words, they've got the word. Let them listen to the word. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And Abraham said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophet, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And he did rise from the dead. Amen. In other words, if they will not receive the word of God, even though someone comes from the dead to proclaim it to them, they still will not be persuaded. That's deep. Amen. Psalm 119, verse 36. Psalm 119, verse 36. Incline my heart unto thy testimony and not to covetousness. In other words, let my heart embrace the testimonies of the Lord, but not covetousness. Some ought to pray that prayer on a regular basis. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter, beginning with verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't you know that? That the unrighteous have no inheritance in God's kingdom. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, you know what those are, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, you know what that is, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Fornicators don't go in. Idolaters don't go in. Adulterers don't go in. The effeminate don't go in. The homosexuals, bisexuals, trisexuals, transsexuals, whatever they want to call themselves this week, they don't go in. Neither do thieves, nor covetous greedy dogs, nor drunkards, nor revilers. Who are those? Those are people that are always causing a stir. They have a, you would see them stirring up a fight. They insult people as their normal conversation. Nor extortioners. None of these have any inheritance in the kingdom of God. No part. No part in it at all. None. If you're in one of these categories, I highly suggest to you get out. Get out of that in Jesus' name. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. See, we're supposed to follow God and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's some unclean marriage beds, too. Or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. This kind of behavior does not become a child of God. it does not belong to the saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, you know, off-color jokes, which are not convenient. They're not proper. They're not fitting for a child of God, but rather the giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, that's right, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Don't let them fool you, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. You may not participate in these things. That's what God says. He said his wrath comes upon the people who do. He says that covetousness is idolatry. The truth. Amen? Covetousness is idolatry. Well, I don't worship this new truck. Well, how many times have you washed it and waxed it since you got it? That means, like, the next day you were out there looking to see if it had a speck on it. And for the next 3 months, you washed it and waxed it every single week. Seriously? And other such things. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Colossians chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Mortify, that means put to death, therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection. Affections for things that God does not want you to desire. Evil concupiscence. And covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. That's right. That's what God says, and that's what he means. He has not changed his mind at all. Covetousness is idolatry. And in the Old Testament, when people practiced idolatry, God wiped them off the face of the earth. That's right. Saints, our thoughts should overflow with things of our heavenly home, our Savior, his kingdom, our new life in him, instead of sinful earthly motives. We are to be dead to this world and its idolatrous seducing. That's right. And you know, when you have a corpse, you can come trying to tempt it. You can push on it, shake it, but it does not respond to you. And so we should not be responding to the siren song of the world. We shouldn't be the ones being seduced. We shouldn't be the ones being tricked. We shouldn't be the ones being overcome with materialism. We should not be the greedy dogs. So you have some who say, well, I want money, but I want it to do good things. Don't you believe that for a moment. That is a covetous spirit speaking through that person's mouth. Don't fall for that. Covetousness is idolatry. You worship something other than the true and living God. You can sit in church, as the scriptures showed us tonight, and go through the motions like all the other Christians do, and still be covetous and idolatrous in your heart. And the Lord sees it, and he's putting his finger on it tonight. Amen. It's up to you whether or not you repent. Amen. It is so. We are not to worship the things of this life, not a home, not a neighborhood, not a lifestyle, not any of that. Maybe I'll do that one again. Not a home, not a house, not a neighborhood, not a village, not a lifestyle, none of that. Mm-hmm. This is idolatry. We are to live a brand new life in Jesus Christ. We are to learn daily what is upright and to live to please the Lord. We should be aiming to become more like Jesus Christ. Possessions and social status won't help you in the life to come and may well lead you into hell itself. Covetousness opens the doors to many other sins and demons, and yes, even into hell too. Oh, yes, it does. Luke chapter 12, beginning with verse 15. Luke chapter 12, beginning with verse 15. And Jesus said unto them, take heed. Pay attention and beware of covetousness. Watch out. It's everywhere. The greedy dogs are everywhere. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruit? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. I'm going to hoard them all up for myself. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease and be merry. Party all the time. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Mm-hmm. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, you shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body more than raiment or clothes. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, by taking thought, can add to his statue one cubit. If ye then be not able to do that which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And ye, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, neither be of a doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather, instead, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have, and give alms. That means give to the poor. Provide yourself bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen? And if your heart is where it ought to be, you have a very rich blessing. Amen? Amen. I pray that you received something from this word tonight. I pray that you recast it in case you missed something. Amen? And I pray that you go before the Father and ask him to examine your heart and show you what's really there. Amen? Because the heart is deceitfully wicked, you know. Who can know it? Who can know it? Well, the Lord knows. And if you ask, he'll show it to you. Amen? Amen. Brother Bill. Oh, Brother Bill, it's time. It's time to praise the Lord. Yes, it's time. Oh, it's time to praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. And what a way to start out a Resurrection Sunday by baptizing the saints. Praise you, Lord, for that. What a pleasure to be able to do that. And we have some praise reports, Pastor. ATG has a praise report, put a prayer request concerning a group of people coming to inspect the unit that ATG lived in, and everything went fine, was completely protected with no problems. Thank you, Lord, for that. Saints, every time you have people come to your house, you got to bind their devils and command them to be bound. Everything that they left behind when they leave, bind it up, put it in a cage, reanoint your house, and you'll be fine. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. The saints are learning. JC has a praise report. Had a successful parent-teacher conference with two parents acknowledging me as a good teacher for helping their children. Jesus turned it around from disrespect to kindness and genuine respect. When you do your warfare, Jesus will even make your enemies to be at peace with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. JC is doing great and also has another praise report that a Hindu teacher decided against tutoring my students after experiencing a negative occurrence at school. A Christian teacher will tutor them instead. Thank you, Lord. You are protecting her students. We praise you for that. And JC has another praise report that a voodoo root worker, the grandparent and grandmother of my student, haven't logged into Teams in our school. that haven't been logging into the virtual school, praying that their witchcraft would be removed and out of the land of my classroom. And JC's been doing her prayer, she's been doing her spiritual warfare, and she's overcoming. It's getting better and better. Thank you, Lord, for that. We just praise you for teaching us and showing us how to overcome. Dina has a praise report. The Holy Spirit had me go through some old journals and break some old soul ties of ungodly associations and practices. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Untie my tongue. Blood of Jesus. So I was involved before destroying them. Now, saints, you've got to let the Holy Spirit guide you. He will show you what he wants you to do, and you will meet comers. You will always win with Jesus, and we just give you praise for that. Lord, Dina's growing, and JD and Lena. Lena has a praise report. The Lord healed me. This morning, I was having an allergic reaction on my skin and something in my stomach, in my arm and my leg. While I was in the shower this morning and praising the Lord told me I didn't want to take any pill for the allergies. And I asked the Lord to heal me, and praying with my husband at noontime, it was all gone. Praise you. Thank you, Lord, for this miracle. We just give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord Jesus. And saints, I can't wait to hear the rest of the praise reports at the end of this fast. Praise you, Lord, for that. We just give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord Jesus. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Wow.
Amen, amen, amen. We want to thank the Lord. You know, Lord, you're so good to us. You're really, really, really good to us. You know, some people are looking for a breakthrough. And so I say to them, look to the Lord. He's the God of the breakthrough. Yes, he is. Now, there are some people who pretty much think, well, this message tonight doesn't apply to me. I don't have covetousness. Well, perhaps it's in your family line, and you have a predisposition to it. Ah, you say. I didn't think of that. It's an iniquity, you know. It is. Some of us have trouble financially because of things that our forefathers did or did not do. That's right. Some of us, we make it, we get along, but we have a harder time. We have a bigger struggle. We have to war more in that area. We have to work in the Word. We have to work the Word into our hearts. We have to get into the Word to develop faith. And sometimes it seems like it's harder for us to develop faith in certain areas. Well, sometimes that has something to do with who our forebears were and what they did and or did not do. So, some people have a hard time believing that tithing actually works. I am a living witness. It works all the time. Amen. I remember when I was very little, my grandmother would give me some change, and she would tie it up in my handkerchief, and we would go to church. And when the missionary offering came by, I put it in. I didn't keep any of the money. I put it all in. I put it all in. I remember the very first time, I think this was the first time, I gave a huge offering. A huge offering. It was huge to me. Maybe it wouldn't be huge to you, but it was huge to me. And when I gave it, I released it and praised the Lord. Well, you say, well, what happened? Well, the Lord opened for me an opportunity to minister at someone else's Christian seminar. That's what happened. You know, it sometimes it's hard to know which way the blessing is coming. Because I didn't tell the Lord, oh, I want this. Okay, I'm putting this in and I'm believing. No, I didn't do all that. I just gave freely. That's all I did. And the Lord opened up a most unexpected, and I mean it was unexpected. I went by to say hello to somebody. And while we were talking, I had no idea that this person was doing anything. And while we were talking, this person said, you know, you ought to do such and such and such. The Lord is telling me for you to do this. I was shocked. I mean, I just went around the corner to talk to somebody that I knew. And so I was placed over all the vendors at that particular event. I was in charge of all of the vendors. You see, when you obey the Lord, He has a rich blessing for you no matter which field it comes out of. It doesn't have to come directly into your bank account. It could come in an opportunity. And that opportunity, that thing, opened up some other opportunities for me. There are some people that I met there that became good friends with me. Even so, last Thanksgiving, I had the opportunity to share Thanksgiving with one of them. I got friends, I got acquaintances, I got an opportunity to attend a class. All kinds of other blessings came to me through this one venue. And it came after I gave what I thought was a tremendous offering. And it was a sacrifice, I have to tell you. My assistant pastor at the time looked at me with shock when I did it, because he knew that I was experiencing financial difficulties at the time. But I had the grace of God to do it. The Lord had prompted me in my spirit to do it. He talked with me a little about it, just a tiny bit. And I freely gave. And God gave such a rich blessing. I can't tell you the number of other blessings that came as a result of that one opportunity. In fact, the lady that asked me to do it, when her mother died, I spoke at her mother's funeral. That blessing kept going and going and going and going. A blessing just keeps blessing. Now, I am not taking up an offering. You give your tithes and offerings. You know how to do that. I'm not taking up an offering right now. But what I am saying is that when we obey the Lord, when we don't hold too tightly to what we think is ours, and when we freely receive, we freely give, God gives too. You see, there were souls who experienced the anointing that's on my life when I ministered seminar. You said, did you preach? Well, not exactly. At the end of it, I got up to award somebody a treasure. But when I got up to do that, the entire congregation felt the power of God come into the room in a profound way the minute I opened my mouth and spoke, to the point that pastors began to lean back in their chairs with their eyes wide open. And one pastor came to me afterward and said, "You have something special. Don't let anyone steal that from you." Amen. So you never can tell what blessing the Lord may open up to you when you obey him and do whatever it is he says to do. If I had decided, oh, my bank account hardly has a few pennies, I need to hold on to all of this, are you serious? All of those blessings would have been closed to me. All of those blessings would have just closed right up due to disobedience. So, saints, I want to encourage you that if you have a covetous background in your family, and it doesn't, you don't have to be rich to be covetous. You can be poor and be covetous. You can be right in the middle and be covetous. If you have that in your family background, repent, because it's holding you back. If it's in your family tree, repent, because it is affecting your life and the life of your children too. Amen? So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. And I want to remind you that beginning on April 4th, Resurrection Sunday, we're going to begin baptisms during the warm month. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is great. And we are happy about his blessing, his rich blessings for his people. Our area code for our guest call-ins is area code 319, and the number is 527-6235. Press 1. That's area code 319-527-6235. And press 1. And the Lord wants to hear your testimonies, too. I know you call in for prayers, but the Lord also wants to hear your testimonies. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to area code 864. You're on the air live in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello? Anybody home? Area code 864.
Hey there, Pastor Sabrina. This is Abigail and Todd.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there. We have just enjoyed listening to you preach this evening and just received every word in Jesus' name. And just step forward this evening for prayer. As a husband and wife and going through some difficulty in our marriage as newlyweds and having the difficulty with COVID last year. And we are a blended family. And so they're, you know, looking for the Lord's direction and healing in areas in our lives. And there is a custody case that my husband's involved with his son, his biological son as well.
Wanted to really ask for the favor and the prayers to cover anything that we can purify our hearts and solidify our walk in Jesus and have him draw closer to us, and we accept him in our hearts and just want him to work through us and work our hearts and cleanse us and point us in the right direction.
All right.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as the body of Christ, we come before you, Lord, and you have told us in the word that whose sins we remit, they are remitted. So, Lord, we remit their sins and the sins of their ancestors in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, that you open their eyes to see and that you open their ears to hear and that you touch their hearts so that they can believe. Lord, show them the things from their ancestors that are affecting them today. Show them the patterns of behavior in their family lines that they are living today that are hurting them. Show them the words that were said in the past are the words they're repeating.
Jesus.
Teach them your way. Your way is to walk in love. Your way is to walk in forgiveness. Your way is to be free from bitterness. Your way is to be free from every type, order, and rank of sin and trespass.
Yes.
Lord, many times when people marry, they don't wait for you to show them the person that they are engaged with. They don't wait. They don't wait to learn the person first. That's not a part of our culture anymore. In our culture these days, we rush in. We got to have the big wedding and the big dress and the big day. But afterwards, then everything that was there before begins to surface, and it cannot be ignored. In fact, it becomes magnified.
Yes.
So, Father, we ask that you help them to forgive each other and to forgive themselves. Because surely those things, Lord, were in the premarital period. Only they were either not recognized or not properly dealt with. Father, we forgive them for that. And we ask, Father, that you sanctify their union in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Father.
We lift up to you, Lord, the child of concern. And we ask you, Father, to do your will concerning that child. Ruka shiki shunda rabreke be shita rabru la ledia. Ruka ba shanda rabrikia si e mekia. The Lord is saying that you need to fast for your child. You need to have specific fast for that child. And come to the Lord and seek the Lord for his will concerning this matter. Don't presume that you already understand or know it all or you have the right perspective. Go to the Lord like a clean blackboard that's been washed and clean and there is no chalk on it. And let the Lord show you from his word what his point of view is. And he will answer you there. We give this child over to you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And we place him in the custody of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We bind every demonic spirit coming down his family line on both sides in Jesus' name. And, Father, we ask for this child to be brought into the kingdom of the living God. Born again as a child, Father. Redirected in life forever. That they might, that this child might receive eternal life. We thank you for the grace. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for the peace. We thank you for the love.
Yes.
Now, Father, we ask you for the path of righteousness for each of them and for them as a married couple in Jesus' name. All of their concerns, Father, where it comes to their marriage relationship and where it comes to the custody of this child, Father, we place it in the hands of God the Holy Spirit right now. In Jesus' name. And we receive the righteous outcome, Father. In Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. Sister, the Lord says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For he has heard your prayers, he has seen your tears, and he has come to heal you.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I speak in the name of Jesus Christ to every wounded emotion and the cause thereof and the root thereof in Jesus' name.
Yes,
I bind you in the name of Jesus. Every spirit, every word that came to pierce her, wound her, hurt her, and assault her. Every action that brought her pain and suffering and grief and sorrow. Every spirit that came to pervert her and twist her and malshape her heart. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, you wicked spirits. All Asmodeus and Osmodeus spirits are bound in Jesus' name. Every marriage-breaking devil, I bind you in Jesus' name. Come up and out of them. Come up and out of both of them right now in Jesus' name. Cough those spirits out. Deep breath and cough from your belly. In Jesus' name. Cough those demons out in the name of Jesus. You have no right to be there. Come out of them. Every unclean spirit. Break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. Every hurtful thing, you're bound in Jesus' name. Every sorrowful and painful thing, you're bound in Jesus' name. All the memories that brought grief and pain and anguish and torment, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and in the name of Jesus. Cough those things out. Temptations to sin. You're bound in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough. Cough them out. Every one of them. Cough them all out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus. Father, we thank you for releasing your warring, linking angels around them to war against the demons that are warring against them in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that has attacked your marriage and has attacked either of you, either from the iniquity of your forefathers, through the transference of evil spirits, or through your own rebellious sin life, I bind you in Jesus' name. Come up and out of both of them in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Every sin, every Lord, every last one, come up and out in the name of Jesus. You cannot take the territory. We bind all of the strong men now in Jesus' name. And we take territory back in Jesus' name.
Amen. And then take it back in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Take it back in
Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Jesus.
Now, take a deep breath and let the Holy Spirit fill those empty places and release your prayer language. Now, I want to say something to the two of you. A marriage should have Jesus Christ and the Word of God at the very center. A marriage is between a husband, a wife, and the Lord.
Amen.
A husband, a wife, and the Lord.
Amen.
That's the covenant agreement. That's the covenant arrangement. Other parties have no business interfering.
That's right. Amen.
And it is important for you to see to it that other parties don't interfere.
Amen. Yes.
It is up to you, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to see to it that other parties do not transgress those boundaries.
Amen.
Amen. Yes,
that they
amen.
Don't violate those boundaries. God set
amen.
Them in place, and they are to be honored. The others are not to trespass those boundaries.
Amen.
And the marriage bed must be kept pure.
Yes.
It's pure when two pure people come together.
Mm.
If
yes.
there is a foul element, it must be purged out.
Yes.
And some foul elements come through inheritance. I think you understand what I just said.
Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes people don't know what spirit they are of. So, as I started saying, look into your family background. Then look in the Word.
Mm.
Then look in the mirror. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. We love you, and we're praying for you to succeed. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I love you, Pastor Sabrina. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
love
for the
you
Word.
Too, Dan. You're welcome.
Oh,
God bless.
God bless you.
Amen.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody, praise the Lord. Area code 209, you're on the air in Jesus' name. Hello.
Hi, it's Sherry again. Sorry, I had to get off mute. Hi. What a great sermon. Thank you. I really enjoyed that. That was really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings to the people that you just prayed with and their marriage. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I just need a breakthrough. This is so tough for me. I feel like that my life's just being taken away from me with this continual attack.
Mm-hmm. Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we thank you that Sherry's life and her victory is found in Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that we know about early Christians that lived in caves and were on the run all the time because they were constantly being persecuted. Well, Father, there are many forms of persecution, many kinds of attacks that believers receive. Yet, Lord, you tell us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So, Lord, we ask you to strengthen our sister, build her up on her most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. We ask you to endue her with strength, power, and with might from on high, that she will be able to overcome all of the attacks of the enemy in Jesus' name. We thank you for the here it comes. We thank you for the strength. Hallelujah. Yes, amen. Yes, 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 saith the Lord. Be strong in my power, my daughter, and you will overcome in my might.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Thank you.
We love you.
We love you, too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Area code 347. Did I just do that one? No. You're on the air in Jesus' name. Area code 347. Good evening.
Hi, good evening, Pastor Sessions. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm doing much better. I just wanted to say this sermon tonight, it was really, really good, and I can relate to a lot of it that you were speaking about. And I have a little bit of a testimony. I haven't been on in the service for quite some time, for a few months. But the last two, I had the opportunity to catch you, like at the end, during my travel home. I've been going through some difficult times, experiencing some, you know, health issues. And it was really bad and dark. But this Wednesday, I was on Wednesday and Friday, but Wednesday, I was able to catch you when you were praying. And I don't know what happened, but something happened. I feel so much better. I pulled over just to really listen, and I just felt like it left my body, just a huge heaviness, and I just wanted to just say that, thank you. I'm feeling so much better. Like, it's been 6 months of just pure torment, and in that one instant, it just seems like something just left me. It went away. And I just want to thank you, and I praise God. And thank you for the service tonight. I just called in because I'm in need of some prayer and just wanting, you know, just want to be free.
All right. Exactly what area do you need prayer in?
My health.
All right.
My health.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our sister's been attacked by the enemy. He's trying to take her out, and he wants to take her out prematurely. He does not want her to live the fullness of her days. And so, in the name of Jesus Christ, we oppose him. We come against him.
Yes.
We bind him. We break his grip and hold in her life in Jesus' name. We cut her off. We circumcise from her those familiar spirits from her family line in Jesus' name. We break their grip and hold in her life. We bind them. We send them into the spiritual cage to the feet of Jesus to be judged. We command them to come up and out of her. Every planting that my Heavenly Father did not plant, we uproot it now in Jesus' name.
Thank
deep
you,
breath
Father.
And cough from your gut. Deep breath and cough from your gut right now. Every spirit of witchcraft and sorcery, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up out of her. Cough. Come out of her. Every root work, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit that's controlled, and every infirmity, every spirit of infirmity, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her in the name of Jesus. Every parasite, all the eggs, all the larvae, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You're bound in the name of Jesus. You must leave her now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you crush and destroy those eggs, that you kill every parasite and all the larvae. Come out of her body. You don't have any right to be there. Any other demonic insect in the body, we bind. Every bacteria, every microorganism, sent in by the enemy, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Bloodletting devils, you come out. All of those devils that cause people to pass blood when they should not be, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We send you into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come out of God's people. You have no right to be here. You're stealing their blood, you blood-sucking devils. You're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people. Come out of them right now. Come out of all God's people in Jesus' name. Their bodies belong to Jesus Christ. He redeems their bodies. They belong to him, not to you. So regardless of how you got there, how long you've been there, what place in the body you are lodged, we call you out now in Jesus' name. You must leave, whether you're a fungus or whether you're a bacteria or whether you're an organism or whether you're a devil manipulating all of the above and even more. Amoeba, come out. La la suta rukasi, rukasi and rukushe de rukasa. Yebo rukusa de rikise basa. Irigise de rebrusa ha kia hule. Serpents and scorpions, you're bound. We cut your heads off in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your parts off. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We send you into the cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come out of God's people. Devices sent into the bodies of God's people to change their emotions, to change their body makeup, to spy on them and to report on them. We bind you in the name of Jesus. And we command you to come up and out of them now in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Get out of them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the warring angels warring right now and their swords moving in Jesus' name. Ringa da 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 Yes, amen. Father, we thank you for that. Come out in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Come out of them. Come out of them. Everything that the enemy deposits in anybody's vessel, we bind it in Jesus' name. And all those ungodly, unholy, defiling deposits, come out now in Jesus' name. Come out of the body right now in the name of Jesus. Deep breath and cough. Some of you are going to have to go to the bathroom. Those deposits, come out. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Anything that the enemy placed in a body and put it there and left it there on purpose to harm you, including every Morgellons attack, the black goo, the gray goo, the white goo, the green goo, whatever color the goo was, come out in Jesus' name. All of those shards, come out in Jesus' name. The dysregulation of body chemistry and body electricity, you're bound in Jesus' name. Fluids going places they have not been going. We bind it in Jesus' name. The cells holding more fluid than they should hold, than what is appropriate. We bind you in Jesus' name. Poor circulation in the body. Lymph nodes. The lymphatic system. Be purged. Be cleansed. In Jesus' name. T-cells. White blood cells. Irrigi. Come out of God's people. All every impurity. All foulness. Come out in Jesus' name. Poisons bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Chemicals that kill, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Mercury, metals in God's people's bodies, come out in Jesus' name. Deficiency. Fill them up, Lord. Fill them up. Fill them up with what you give. Fill them up with what you give, Father, in Jesus' name. Bone marrows. I'm seeing bones right now. I'm seeing bones and the inside of the bones in the name of Jesus. Father, bring your healing in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, Father. We give you praise.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah.
Yes, Father.
I see ball and socket joints. In the name of Jesus. Erguche daragura. Iburushiki disimuragulelese. Hallelujah. Raka. Missing cartilage. Irguge geshi dara. Father, you supply all of our needs. Oh raga regise de rugulelesa. Ulelesandra breaki de ball and socket joints. They don't hinge properly. The back of the neck. Ishe Ramabama Kuda. The spinal column. The thoracic cavity. Yes, amen. Breastbones, rib bones, rib cage, hallelujah. Phalanges, oh glory, glory, phalanges,
All the appendages. Rike dura gite me che te rugusundo rike tita da brosta da da bre che le le se te da bre che le le asta ru le 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 se te da bre che le le asta alleluia rike de da brosta la de osta da bre che le le asta no more stiffness of joints in Jesus name rise la da ku rugundundundu Ruse de la brite de la su rugu su du du no su rike le 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 su to la breche le le yasta to la breche de Dio si. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, sister, take a deep breath and let the Holy Spirit and the holy fire of God come in, and Father, we ask you to take this deliverance to completion in Jesus' name.
Krostero korasta, krostero korasta. Krostara karasto krosta, krostoro krosta. Krostara karasto krosta, thank you, Jesus. Krosto krosta. Krostara karasto krosto kra, krostoro krosta krosta. Krostoro karasta krosto to krosto. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Krostoro krosta krosto krosta krosta. Thank you so much.
Sister, you need to spend plenty of time praying in your prayer language. You and Sister Sherry need to spend a lot of time praying in your prayer language. Amen?
Okay. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Sessions.
You're welcome. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
You likewise.
Amen. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, for he is good. Area code 260, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Yeah, hi, Sabrina. This is Barbara. It's been a while since I've talked. I've been so busy. And, yeah, hi. Boy, oh, boy, boy, things have been going on with me, too. Continuously under attack with what we've had to deal with the estate and that very evil judge that just stole a lot of my money, and it affected me so I couldn't stay in my home that my husband and I built, which my husband passed away too because of that, which happened things to go into estate. And I've lost my home, like I said, of 35, 40 years that we built. And I had to move, so that's what I've been doing. The move really hurt my back. I still haven't been able to pack much because of the move into a smaller house. I've got a new phone number, so that's probably showed up for you. Continually under attack, moving. Been working on ancestor generational family things, plus attacks, huge just attacks that were done to me. And also my animals being under attack, affecting all of us. If you can work on that, I would sure appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I'm so happy to hear from you again.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. I've been praying for you and asking the Lord to help you through this difficult, difficult time.
Thank you.
It's bad enough to have the death of a loved one and the death of your pet and the death of your business.
Yeah, I've lost two pets due to this, too.
And the death of what you all worked for and built together. And to have all of it just dissipate in front of you, and to have wicked and evil people attack you unrelenting.
Right.
But you know something? You are not the person that you were the first time you called.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
You're a much stronger person in Christ.
Definitely.
You're
I
not
can tell that too.
Anymore. You have faith. You have endurance. You have perseverance. You have patience. And you've got some strength.
Yes.
Yes, it's been some fiery trials, but you are coming out on the best end.
Good.
And I want
to
encourage you. I want to encourage you
not to look at the past in all of its horrors and only see the horror. See
right.
the strength of God that you have now that you never had before.
Right.
See the new creature in Christ Jesus that you were not before. See the closeness of relationship that you have with the Father that you did not have before. See the
yes.
fellowship with the saints that actually do stand and war on your behalf that you did not have before. Look at your blessing, not at the horror.
Yes.
All right?
Yes. I've also, with the business, it was also up for sale again. The people backed out through with works with Satan and people, agents working for him. I've lost the sale of that again, so I still have a restaurant that's not open because of COVID, so I have no income. You know, so that's in with it also, so there's an update with that. And I have been praying and working and trying to grow with Jesus Christ, you know, within and around me. So thank you for your prayers.
Father, in the name of Jesus, many of us go through fiery trials from time to time, but through it all, we learn to depend upon you and upon your grace, your wisdom, your word, and to trust you. It causes us to draw closer to you. It causes us to seek for relationship that we thought we already had, but had not reached a fullness. Father, we thank you for these many gifts that you've given our sister. And we ask, Father, that you keep her on the path of righteousness. The Bible says that if a man's ways please the Lord, he's even able to make his enemies to be at peace with him. Father, it's time for those enemies to come to terms with our sister in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over Baphomet, his 72, and the work of the demonic Masonic in Jesus' name. We bind their works. We bind their idolatry. We bind their demons. We bind their thefts. We bind their oppression. We bind their harassment. We bind the fear that they try to induce in Jesus' name. We bind the traumas that they send to people deliberately in the name of Jesus. We bind the spying that they do in the name of Jesus. And we command those demons to be bound in Jesus' name. And the persons that perform them, we put them in the hands of God the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. That son, we bind his works. We bind those wicked demons that he follows in Jesus' name. Every attack, we return where it came from. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to the covenant. The Bible says they come at us one way, they flee seven. Lord, we're ready for the fleeing part. In the name of Jesus, it's time for the fleeing part. We give you praise, glory, and honor that your word is true. So it is to this day. We place the cross of Calvary between our sister's past and where she is right now. We command every spirit that is not of Jesus Christ, all worry, all anxiety, all fretting, all stress, all poverty, all loss, all grieving, all mourning, all bitterness to be bound in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Every spirit that is not of Jesus Christ, we bind you. Every spirit that's attacked her health, attacked her wealth, attacked her well-being, attacked her faith, attacked her walk in the Lord, we bind you in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Come out of her now. All of those attacks. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack, every single attack must go back in Jesus' name. We pull down all the protections, Father. We uncover them in the realm of the Spirit in Jesus' name. We return the attack in Jesus' name. You did not mandate such, and therefore it is not according to your
will. In Jesus' name, we ask you, Lord, to wrap the blood stripes around every part of our sister. That is hurt, wounded, and failing in Jesus' name. And bring forth your restoration and your resurrection life in Jesus' name. In every part of her life, Lord, where death has come, breathe your life in Jesus' name. We command death spirits to be bound and to leave her in the name of Jesus. Every spirit working death in any place in her life, you are bound in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for the Spirit of the living God filling her to overflowing, the holy fire of God burning out everything that is not of you. And we thank you for the release of your resurrection life and power in her life in Jesus' name. New growth. In Jesus' name. New growth in the name of Jesus. New sprout. New life in Jesus' name. New life. An abundance, saith the Lord. An abundance, saith the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for restoring health and wealth in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Allow the Holy Spirit to come in and release your prayer language in Jesus' name. It's good to hear from you. You're going to get some more deliverance. Keep praising the Lord. Stay on the fast. And God, you'll see a breakthrough. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sabrina. Bless you.
You're welcome. God bless. We love you. Amen, amen, amen. Saints, we need to pray for Israel tonight. Brother Marshall.
Praise the Lord. What about Israel in particular, Sabrina?
You'll have to get that from the Lord.
Okay, praise the Lord. Well, this sister that was just on, was it Barbara? Anyway, the Lord kept impressing upon me, you know, she has a restaurant. If she has a chef, a cook or whatever, you know, they can make things and maybe start by giving them to places, nursing homes or whatever, meals on wheels. There's a blessing there somewhere. I don't know how it, you know, you go to grocery stores and they have prepaid or prepackaged things. So that's just a little thing. Father, I do ask for your wisdom and your discernment. You said make all of our prayers, not mine only, but all of our prayers, mine too, effectual and fervent, Father God, in Jesus' name. Help us, Lord, to pray the prayer of faith in every area that we need, Father, in Jesus' name. And I ask for your wisdom. You said if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberally and abateth not, and it will be given him. Deliver all your people, the people that think they're your people, and the people that really are your people, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Israel and every nation, Father God, in Jesus' name. Deliver them from those spirits seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy, in Jesus' name, including those trying to restrict their movements, Father, by forcing upon them so-called vaccinations, which may not be a blessing, Father, in Jesus' name. Help people to have the freedom to make their own choices and not to have it dictated by others, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that we can come boldly before your throne of grace in times of need. Yes.
He says politics.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Politics in Israel.
Praise the Lord. Purtore Burgostan Margastella Burgostan Margastella Burgostan Margastella Burgoste Murkazan Burgostella Burgostan Margastella Burgostan Burgoste. Thank you, Father, for raising us up with together with Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're coming soon. We know you're coming soon. Help many, many to be ready, Father God. You told us to pray for those in authority, and we do, Father. We ask you to grant those in authority to make the right choices, Father. And we thank you, Father, for raising us up together with Christ Jesus from our positions seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 6, Proverbs 18:10. Satan, you're bound already in Jesus' name, and all your underlings, we cancel their assignments. All flow of power communication from the demons in the second heavens and the bush and the deep, we cancel your assignments to all those we have, are, will, and intercede for, including those in authority, not just in Israel, the United States, and all the nations we've interceded for, will intercede for, in Jesus' name. Those spirits of greed, the spirits of covetousness, all spirits are bound, all ungodly spirits are bound. Every spirit of Leviathan, Kundalini, every ungodly spirit, named and not named, every spirit seen to kill, steal, and or destroy, continually bound. Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound. You're the strong man's mind-blinding spirits are bound. The marine spirits are bound. Asmodeus, Osmodeus, Syncopus, Succubus, every ungodly spirit's bound in Jesus' name, including every spirit of idolatry, every spirit of false light, and every spirit of darkness is bound in Jesus' name. Father, we think of them all with us than them. Satan, you and all your underlings are perpetually bound in Jesus' name. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested to me. It destroyed the works of the devil, it says in 1 John 3:8. And Jesus says, Father, in John chapter 17, Father, I have finished the work thou gavest me to do. It is finished. Satan, you are finished. The power of the cross defeats you. The blood of Jesus over all the saints and all those that will be saints, not just in Israel, the United States of America, and everywhere we've interceded for, in Jesus' name, because of the blood of the covenant.
Pray against an ungodly war.
Zeus is bound in Jesus' name, and all those that's trying to stir up Third World War are bound in Jesus' name. For our position in Christ Jesus, we bind every one of those spirits that was trying to steal, kill, and or destroy are continually and perpetually bound. Every spirit of Zeus, every spirit of trying to distract people from the real issues going on in the United States, trying to drum up another reason for the industrial, military establishment, or whatever you want to call it, communism, fascism, every one of these spirits behind fascism, communism, every spirit are bound in Jesus, every spirit of ungodly control, all witchcraft curses sent against the true people, the children of the living God in Israel and the United States, are bound in Jesus' name. Every witchcraft curse returned at least symbol as the spirits to send them. Do those spirits that intend to do to us. And those, all the saints everywhere in Jesus' name. The return to sender, every ungodly spirit is attacked in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Not by human, my Father. Human power. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to dwell us. We don't always know what to do, Lord, but you know what to do, and we give you praise and honor and glory. We thank you. We give you praise and honor and glory. For the battle is not ours, but yours, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. You said in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 9, if when evil cometh upon us as the sword, a judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence. Praise the Lord. For thy name is in this house. And we're your house, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being your house, the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord. And cry unto them our affliction, and thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, all these people that are raising up, Father God, we know we've heard about the tanks rolling into from Russia and Ukraine and all of that, Father God, all the rattling, the saber rattling going on, and all the antics going on, Father. We ask you for your divine intervention. We ask for your wisdom. We don't always know what to do, Lord. But as it says in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, against the body of Christ, against the children of living God, Jew or Gentile, those who have given their hearts to the true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Help us to keep our eyes on you, Lord. For thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on thee. We thank you, Lord, for your perfect peace. Thank you for the huge, huge, tremendous price you paid by that blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the cross. Come, thank you for pouring forth of your Spirit, Father God. We thank you, even as Jehoshaphat called for a fast. Your children are praying and fasting, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine help, Father. Yeah, I talked to a lady in Bethlehem area, just outside of Jerusalem today, and she said a lot of challenges, all kinds of challenges, Lord. A lot of people over there are praying and fasting as well. So we ask you, Father God, to inspire the people, your people that you've purchased with your blood, to pray and to fast as unto you the way you want, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name. And we know it's not our strength. We know it's because we can't do it. Let the weak say, I am strong, like it says in Joel 3:10. We can't do it, but you can do it. It's by your spirit, Lord, not by human might or human power. All the guns, the planes, all the things, all those armaments, they're not of any consequence to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With many or with few, we don't know how to do it, but you know how to do it, Lord. And just like you said in 2 Chronicles 14:11, Asa cried unto the Lord God and said, O Lord, is nothing with thee to help, neither with many nor with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee. And in thy name go away against this multitude, O Lord. O Yahweh, against this multitude, O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee, in Jesus' name. And as you said in 2 Chronicles 20:15, the battle is not yours, but God's. Hallelujah, hallelujah, because we can't do it. But you can do it, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for that anointing, Father God, that removes and destroys the yoke of the enemy. And we give you praise and honor and glory. For all the promises of God in Jesus Christ are yes and amen. They're always yes and amen in Jesus' name. As it is written in 2 Chronicles 20:12, for all the promises of God in him. Are we in Jesus? Yeah, by the grace of God. It's only by your grace. By that blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over all your saints. Whether they know you yet or not, Lord, the true Jews, Father God, they're coming into the kingdom. He is a Jew which is a Jew in heart, Father God, has a heart for the true God of Abraham. And you're drawing them. You're drawing them, Father, drawing them to the true Messiah, because Jesus is coming soon. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Thank you for sealing us and giving us the anointing of the Spirit, not just in our heads, in our hearts, Lord. For the heart man believeth unto righteousness. We thank you for that heart, a heart of faith. Heart of faith to believe it, that, wow, Jesus loved me. I was a wretched, wretched, miserable, selfish sinner. And what did he do? He came and he hung on that cross, the tree, for the joy set before him. The joy set before him. We pray, Father, that Jesus will get all that he paid for on that cross and deliver us all from every plan and wile and scheme of the enemy. We don't rejoice that the spirits are subject unto us, but we rejoice that our names are written in heaven. And we ask for your help and your divine intervention and adjudication, for the arm of the Lord is not too short to redeem. We thank you for that mighty arm, the same arm that rescued your people. Why did he rescue your people coming out of Egypt? Because of the blood of the Lamb. We plead that blood over every access to every member of the body of Christ and all the widows and the orphans and all those in harm's way that have not yet called upon the name of the Lord. And we call upon your name because of the blood of the covenant. What shall we... We take the cup of salvation and call upon you and ask you to deliver and save all those in need, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that anointing. Even as you anointed the Lord Jesus, that oil of gladness above his fellows, that oil of gladness, Father God, that keeps pouring, pouring, pouring down, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that anointing, Father God, in Jesus' name. Even as you said, for God who commanded the light out of darkness to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts, in 2 Corinthians 4:6, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, that glorious face that says, child, I've loved you with an everlasting love, plans for your peace and not for evil. Thank you, Lord. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, but the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body, the body of Christ. May your life be manifest in the body of Christ, Lord, globally, in Jesus' name. Raise up, Raise up the body of Christ, Father God. Raise up the sleeping giant, Father, in Jesus' name. And help us and help all of your saints, Father God, in Jesus' name, including Donald Trump and all of your saints, to hear and do what you want them to do. Ask that fresh anointing that removes and destroys the yoke of the enemy, Father God. And Donald Trump's going through a lot of that, and he left a lot to go and serve you, Lord. He's going to do a lot of things for Jesus, and he has done a lot of things. And he's in the wings there and maybe coming back into sight again. But, Father God, even as King David was taken out from being the king, when there was a conspiracy against him by his own son, Absalom, and King David had such a heart for his own son, and I don't know how Donald Trump's getting along with his son-in-law, but different people. Father God, some people he thought were his friends turned out to, well, would have a different situation. Father God, we pray for those people that can be fully delivered, Father, in Jesus' name. You'll deliver them, Father God. And help Donald Trump to have every gift that he needs by your discernment, by your discerning spirit, given by your spirit, Father God, to discern both good and evil in the way that you want, Lord. Not even from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but the gift of discernment that we all need, Father God. Even as Sabrina talked about on Wednesday, Father God, help us all to be wise as serpents, Father God, wise as serpents in Jesus' name. Donald Trump to be wise as serpents. And help him to complete the task that you created him for, Father God. We thank you for that anointing that you put on his life. Not just the practical aspect and the charisma, Father, and not just that, Father, it's your anointing. That's the Holy Ghost, Father. We thank you for asking to pour forth of your spirit, not just on him, all of your saints, and those standing for the truth in every area. The different areas, Father God. I heard about people, it might have been in Israel, I don't know, the people on an airplane. And there was some in the airplane that said, oh, this couple came on here with a child, and the child doesn't have a mask. He must get off the airplane. So they commanded the couple to get up and leave the airplane with the child because he didn't have a mask. Everybody left the airplane. Not one remained. They all said, well, that's the way you're treating those customers. We're out of here too. Father Gill calls the people to wake up. Excuse me for raising my hell. Calls the body of Christ to wake up, Father God, just like you said. Where is it in Ephesians 5:14? Wake up the body of Christ, Father God, in Jesus' name, and to do what you want each of us to do. Help me to know what you want me to do, Lord, in Jesus' name. Help us all to be bold. They that do know their God should be, we thank you, be bold as a lion, Father God. Holy Ghost boldness, Father God, not rude. Holy Ghost boldness to say what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong, to stand for what's right in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for delivering us from every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and to destroy in every area, Father, in Jesus' name. Every area, not just bombs and different things, Father God, in that area, pestilence and famine and all the things the enemy loves to plan, because the enemy does come to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus made it really, really clear. And we're seeing a clear distinction between what's been going on in the United States before January 20th and after, Lord, in Jesus' name. Cause people to wake up in this nation and in every nation, Father God, including in Israel, and help all of your saints to know what to do, Father God. And those that will be your saints, thank you for drawing the family members of every believer into the body of Christ, not just Pat Holiday's family members, all the family members of every body of Christ. You said, believe in the Lord Jesus and be saved in your household. We ask to deliver us from every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. Every mind-blinding spirit, with Satan, you're bound in Jesus' name. Every mind-blinding, every spirit of ungodly fascination and obsession with electronic media and every other thing that may not be helping us to fix our eyes on Jesus. Deliver us all, Lord. Deliver us all and all the family members of every believer, including every spirit trying to steal, kill, and destroy, including those behind greed and corruption and covetousness, causing the gasoline and fuel prices to go up. In Jesus' name, deliver us all, Lord. You said, call upon me the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. And I ask you to deliver us all, and we're all asking in agreement according to Matthew 18:19, in Jesus' name. And we claim all the benefits of your word, including all of Psalm 18, particularly the first several verses, in Jesus' name. You said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Teach us all, Lord. Teach us how to use what you put into our hands, just like you taught Moses. He said, well, I don't have any but this staff in my hand. He said, just put it down. And what did it do? It became a serpent. And what happened? Oh, Aaron's rod, Moses' big brother, Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. The magicians, they do very sneaky, sly things. They can cause sticks to turn into serpents too, but God's Jesus became, as it were, a serpent on that tree, and he swallowed up death in victory. We thank you for the power of your cross, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory. We give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name. You said, Lord, in Isaiah 25, "For thou hast been a strength to the poor." Thank you for being, thank you for giving the poor tremendous faith, Father God. Tremendous faith, because they can't rely on idolatry like covetousness, things like, "Well, I could just go to run to the bank account." We may not have bank accounts to run to in the future, the way the demons are planning things with the so-called Great Reset. So we're not depending on anything but Jesus. Jesus is our strength. "For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is a storm against the wall, including the southern border of the United States. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, even the heat of the shadow of a cloud. And the branch of the terrible one shall be brought low." We thank you for bringing down the branch of the terrible ones. You said, Lord, the branch of the terrible one shall be brought low. We thank you for bringing it down low. "And in this mountain," Mount Moriah, "in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people, Jew and Gentile, a feast of fat things, a feast of wine on the lees, of fat things, of full of marrow, of wine on the lees, well refined. And I will destroy in this mountain," where Jesus hung on that tree, "I will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people." Thank you for destroying the face of the covering cast over all people in Israel, United States, and all over the globe, and even, yes, every nation. Cut up a lot of people are told, "You have to wear a mask, you have to do this, you have to do that." The veil that is spread over all nations, we thank you for destroying the veil that's spread over all nations, including the Jewish people. Thank you for removing that veil from their hearts, Lord. "He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces." Praise the Lord, not just Abigail's, all of our tears. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it. And in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him. Yes, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew strength. There's Kava. We're twisted together with Jesus. He looks at Dr. Sabrina. He can't tell the difference between Sabrina and Jesus. He looks at Bill Brinkle. Bill Brinkle, we can't see the difference between Bill and Jesus. They're bound together in the bundle of life with the Lord their God, who loves them perfectly, and perfect love casts out all fear. We thank you for casting out all fear from all of your saints, giving us your Holy Ghost boldness, Father God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. "For in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest." Praise the Lord. "And Moab shall be trodden down." And in Genesis, some of us have been reading recently about in Moab. Where did Moab come from? It had a very ungodly beginning from incest and from perversion. But Moab was very proud, very, very, very proud. And we bind Leviathan, every spirit of haughtiness and pride, and thinking, "Well, we're getting away with it. Oh, we stole the election. Oh, aren't we clever? Aren't we clever? Oh, we're going to take this and this $2 trillion, and we're going to send it to these nations. We get a kickback, and we're going to line our pockets. So when the dollar collapses, boy, we're going to be filthy rich, and we can just have all, we just run to our little bungalows or go down into our little tunnels in the earth before the earth is put burned up with fire by the wrath of the Lord. Because the wrath is coming. The wrath of God is coming on all those that work wickedness, Father. We ask for your grace for your children and your judgment against those that made Satan their Lord in Jesus' name, unless they repent and they pray. You give them to repent. Maybe some can still repent, Father. Maybe some on the edges can still repent, Father God, in Jesus' name. Give each one a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. We ask for divine intervention, Father God, for all this new food, the hunger from the United States of America, and deliver us from every ungodly mind control spirit, Father God, coming from artificial intelligence and the things the enemies put in different media in different ways, Father God. How they use commercials to try and sell things to young people. They do a lot more than that. They try to find out that you died on Calvary. A little computer type device keeps track of how much time somebody spends on the computer. Well, who can get that little device to keep track of it? Who else can keep track of it? And though I quaked, you went back then. How many emails they sent, or whatever they're doing. Which you want to be washed and so walking in love. much as Father's good pleasure. Down, you'll not get there.